Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure, Alex.
So how does the oral health of Indigenous people compare with non-Indigenous people to start with?
It is really poor. We all know about the health gap between Indigenous Australians and non-Indigenous Australians. And that health gap is huge, and it is exactly the same for dental health. It is very poor, and there are many reasons for that, of course, but it is currently a big gap.
And looking specifically at oral health, why is that?
Well, there are social determinants of that. It's partly because we have many of our Aboriginal communities have much poorer access to dental care. Many of the Aboriginal communities are way out in the remote areas of Australia with not a lot of access to fresh vegetables, for example, fresh food, medical care, dental care, education facilities.
So, I mean, what kind of other health effects does having bad oral health kind of create as such?
It has both health and social effects. It has significant pain. We see it often for children. You know, any children in pain and discomfort from poor oral health, tooth decay, for example, they're not going to be attending school as regularly. They're not going to be studying as well. They're not going to be concentrating on things. We see it in adults with poorer dental health. If somebody applies for a job and they're missing a front tooth or obviously have broken down decayed teeth, are they going to get that job? Well, probably not. Well, who pays for that in the end? Well, the person with the poor dental health pays for it, but all of society pays for it in the long run. We all pay for the levels of disease in our community, and that's whether it's diabetes or dementia or tooth decay.
Mm.
So it's in all our interests to try to reduce the levels of tooth decay and lots of other disease in our broader community. It's not just good for that person or that community, it's good for all of us.
Now, the AMA has called for a tax on sugary drinks.
Yep.
Do you think that this is going to kind of help the gap?
Yes, there are a few countries and jurisdictions around the world that have introduced a tax on sugary drinks, and yes, it does reduce the intake of that. It's no difference to taxes we currently have on alcohol and cigarettes, for example. They work. The tax on sugary drinks will work.
Mm. And, I mean, what would you like to see done specifically to close that, you know, margin between Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people in terms of oral health?
There are many things that the AMA report recommends, but for my money, and I'm from Queensland, my money, the introduction of water fluoridation in our Aboriginal communities. We have many Aboriginal communities in Queensland, most in remote areas, and not a single one of those communities has fluoridated drinking water. Now, this is something we just take for granted. Sydney has had fluoridated drinking water since 1968,
yeah.
Canberra since 64, Melbourne since the 1970s. Most communities in Australia have had fluoridated drinking water since the 1960s and 70s. Most of the our Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory, even very small communities, have fluoridated drinking water. And yet not a single one of our Aboriginal communities in Queensland has fluoridated drinking water. We should hang our heads in shame.
Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Pleasure.